Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry is back. Yeah, that Kathy. She's back. I know. I'm excited, too. Kathy is one of the world's top social media experts, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's our Kathy. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, about 5 years ago or so, I started realizing that we better keep our eye on Google. They're up to something.
They're always up to something.
And they're up to a lot of somethings, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They are very quiet. They're very, not sometimes not so quietly, but a lot of times, I mean, there's no telling what they're up to. I mean, they're skunk works. But, I mean, I really hope. And they've already proven that they're willing to fudge on this a little bit. But I really hope that they will stick to their original founding principle of do no evil.
Me too.
I'm not convinced that they're going to pull that off. But I'm worried about it. They've tipped their hand a few times on that. But tell us about one of their newest inventions.
Well, their newest invention is the Google Glass headwear. So it looks almost like somebody might be wearing glasses, except that it has a camera mounted to this, and it is recording everything live, and it is right there online. So it's kind of one of those things that people aren't too excited about, and it'll be interesting to see how small businesses and businesses in general will accept it or not accept it when people wear them.
So now these are, I've seen a picture of these things. Is this, this is not to replace your glasses, is it?
No. It's something that would just, for those people who wear glasses, either they're going to have to fit them around the glasses.
Right.
For those that don't, it would be, it kind of fits like glasses. They look like glasses.
From one side, it looks like a new age kind of glasses, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But there's that little camera there with the microphone. And so it's your line of sight, and that's the concern that a lot of businesses have about people wearing them into events or into their businesses, because, I mean, there could be a lot of uses for these that are not the highest good for a business, recording, things that are going on in a business or a store without people even knowing it. Because, when somebody's videotaping with a camera or with their cell phone, you pretty much know it because they're holding it up to try and get it in the right view. And so it's a lot easier to detect when someone is recording and they shouldn't
So it actually is a camera that you, that it's not just for watching, when I first saw this, I thought, well, are they watching like a video? Are they surfing online? Is that their screen? But it's for videotaping people, right?
Absolutely.
And nothing else.
Right. It actually is voice activated, so you can give it instructions to record, to upload, to send messages. You can actually, because it is actually a full connection using either your Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi to the internet. So it's a wearable computer, which is kind of scary.
Scary. So what's the next thing? To have these things incorporated into your glasses and somebody shows up at a meeting or whatever.
Absolutely.
And you don't know what's going on. And the truth is that they're recording every motion and every word that you're
right.
making.
Exactly. And it doesn't have like a red blinking light letting anyone know that they're being recorded.
Right, like a Bluetooth unit does.
Right. And so there are places that have already come out and said they're not going to be welcome. Especially, you can't take these to Vegas. That was one of the
right.
big things. They came out right away and said, they're banned from Vegas.
Well, what is the application for this? What would be the desirability of something like this?
You know, I don't see... I really don't see a business value to it, other than, okay, I need to record this event, and I guess they're just taking this to that step into the future of saying,
right.
okay, everybody wants to be so connected.
Well,
I can see where if you're out
in the field and you're working on something and you got somebody back at the office who's trying to guide you through something, you're trying to work something out, you can put this thing on and it sees what you see.
Yes.
And
I could see that as well.
Is that a real time hookup to the internet?
Yes, it is. Real time.
Like a Skype kind of connection.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So you're there. And
wow.
So everything is there. Camera, microphone,
mm-hmm.
speaker,
But at what point in time, Kathy, are even the millennials going to say, wait a minute, this is even invading our sense of privacy?
Privacy, yeah. Well, it certainly does invade people's privacy if you don't get permission.
Yeah.
A lot of people are very
sensitive. But what's the difference, though, if somebody's holding up their smartphone and recording you or me or whatever.
It's the same thing.
And
yeah,
people do that all the time.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
the thing is, you know it.
Maybe if nothing else, this Google camera will, Google Glass, I guess it's called, maybe it will start a national debate on what's appropriate. We did an etiquette interview in the previous hour on an online etiquette. What's appropriate for the behavior of folks? I mean, you know, we got a generational
Absolutely.
Issue in America today where some people think things are okay and some people think they're not. And,
I agree.
We're going to have a conversation about that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after these messages with our good friend Kathy Perry. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Love it, you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.